Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back inside to another edition of the original EG3 podcast, folks. My name is Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, on this Sunday evening, July 7th, 2024. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend here. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, of course, welcome on to the show. Glad you're able to download us and join us for this edition of the EG3 podcast, the original EG3 podcast, which all started back when I was a student at Kansas State University. You can find the EG3 podcast wherever you get your podcast. It is under the EG3 show, which it was the first name of the podcast. Then it was a NASCAR show podcast for 6-7 years for the longest time, and then decided at the end of last year, I want to change it back with the addition of running. So you got running, sports, and whatever important crumb across my desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here I'm again recording on Sunday night, July. Did I say June? I don't think I did, but if I did, I apologize. July 7th, 2024. And again, hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend. And now it's time to get back into business here. Of course, there was a race in the middle of the week that I did, and we're going to just gonna get right on into business here. I did the Stars and Stripes 5K on Thursday. And of course, there was another race that was going on as well, which was the 4th on Ward Parkway in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. But yeah, since, of course, for those of you who are new to the podcast, I am getting ready, or I'm in the midst of getting ready for Chicago, the Chicago Marathon, one of the world majors, one of seven, well, I remember how many there are world major-wise. But this will be my very first world major, my first Chicago. So the countdown is definitely on towards that as we are in the month of July. And I apologize now, but I'm not trying to turn this into a NASCAR podcast. But I was relaxing yesterday, watching the NASCAR Cup race, which apparently took place in the streets of Chicago. And I'm talking about Chicago, Illinois. Last year, NASCAR Cup race made history for the first time, turning, and no, they don't go to ovals. I heard, not gonna call this person out, was watching Formula One with some of the Ramblin' crew today after I ran four miles earlier this morning. Everyone else did three. I did four because I need to get to a certain, yes, I'm OCD like that. I need to get to a certain number for the week. So I did 4 miles and the rest did three out there near Shawnee, Kansas out there. Damn. And I got to say first, Pathlight Brewing, holy smokes. Who knew that they drew many, many Formula One racing fans? I have no idea how they managed that, but wow. I didn't stay for the first Formula One race. Well, it's not first, but I didn't stay for the first outing because I decided to run more miles the previous weekend before. So, but then yesterday, this was different. Obviously, congratulations to Lewis Hamilton, my other guy from Formula One, winning that race. that was huge. Did I read that he hadn't won in almost 1,000 days? Holy smokes. This thing literally counted at least 942 race winless streak for Lewis Hamilton, getting it done out there, the British Grand Prix today. Wow. I mean, that's a long ass spell. Again, Alex Bowman in the Cup side today, also winning in another wacky Chicago finish. This is a rewind of the clock to last year with SVG winning, Shane Van Gisbergen And then he got knocked out of the race today, unfortunately. And he looked good all weekend. But unfortunately, he was trying to repeat, go back-to-back. Didn't do it because he got knocked out of the race. And then that set up another thrilling finish at Chicago. Alex Bowman getting it done, getting into the NASCAR playoffs. And just the track in itself, just looking at it on TV, it's like, oh damn. I'm three, how many months now? We have rest of July, August, September, October. We have less than 4 months until we're actually up there. It's crazy stuff, and it's going to be coming around fast. But didn't want to turn into the other racing, but I just figure, you know, me sitting there watching at home, just at TV, doesn't do it justice. What's going to take place in 4 months for this podcast when we travel up to Chicago, Illinois? This is the original EG3 podcast, Eddie Gray III, recording on a Sunday night, July 7th, 2024. Glad you're able to join us here. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you so much for downloading us, wherever you get your podcast. But yeah, so it definitely repeated itself from last year. The Cup race, the first time that the NASCAR Cup Series has ever raced in the streets of Chicago, and it almost mirrored the same damn thing because it rained last year, finished in the darkness. The same thing happened today, pretty much there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Obviously, it's still, I wouldn't say it's ways now, but again, yours truly getting ready for his first Chicago, his first World Major, in the midst of training right now. And the fact that we're going to be up there in less than 4 months, or 3 months, however you want to count it, it's going to be crazy. And the fact that it still hasn't hit me yet, you can ask me that when we're about a month out from the 2024 Chicago Marathon. It's going to be bananas, so we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I just thought that to bring it up here on the podcast. And then, of course, the Ramblers, one of the running groups in Kansas City that I'm a part of, started because one of my friends is a big Formula One fan. So actually, there's two of them that are big Formula One fans. I've been in and out of that. I usually don't pay attention to Formula One all that often, unless it's like Monaco or something like that, or Miami. But watching that British Grand Prix, oh, that had some tops and turns, twists and turns, just like that Cup race did for sure. So congratulations to Lewis Hamilton and Alex Bowman winning today those races. And of course, we're going to be in Chicago in a few months. It's just crazy. It's just going to be creeping up here before we all know it. But yeah, so just to finish up with Pathlight Brewing in Shawnee, Kansas, we were there, and damn, it was definitely bigger than last week's crowd, because there's a line out the door and it's not even open yet. So I'm coming to mile four, doing my last mile, and I can see the line the line caught my attention across my quarter of my eyes. I can see the line. I'm like, whoa, damn, this is like, door's not even open yet, and there's a line almost to the end, or to the end of the next crossing, parking lot crossing. So that's what it was, a long line. And who knew that Formula One fans existed in Shawnee, Kansas? Kudos. I don't know how long they've been doing that, but kudos to Pathlight Brewing for doing that. I wonder, now, again, I don't know how far, if they do it for NASCAR races, but I guess one of the co-owners must be a big one Formula One fan or something like that. It has to be connected to that somehow. I'm going to find out at some point, one way or another, but just to bring it up. Okay, so swinging, twisting and turning back to the Star Stripes 5K, recapping that. Speaking of twisting and turning, yeah, there are a lot of twists and turns. T-Mobile Campus, Aspria Campus, where I raced that for the first time. Well, I didn't really necessarily race, quote unquote, last fall, last November, with the Thanksgiving Day run 5K with a good friend of mine, and that was a disaster. because, first, it was all the people, because of the holiday, and everyone wants to have something on the calendar to write to do for the family. No offense. But getting caught up with runner's etiquette there. A lot of people, a lot of slow runners running into them really pissed me off. So then I just decided, screw it. I'm just going to take off and try to pass as many people as I can there. So, yeah, that was turning to be what was supposed to be a kind of a fun run with a friend turned into an actual race, because I just got irritated the last time I was at T-Mobile campus, which is in Overland Park, Kansas. And who knew? You would think that this course would be flat. It is not. It is not. It is up, down, left, right, going in the middle of Kansas, out back, turn around, go back where you came from. That's where this Stars and Stripes 5K was. Out back. This small course, which if you do a loop, which this has another race to it, which I believe the Patriots Day run, which is going to be in next month, actually, which I'm not going to do. But we're too focused in on Chicago right now. That's the main focus, what this podcast is doing. But look, if we do a full loop around Asprilla, I think it's a shade over a mile and a half, I think. Now, so yeah, it has hills, sneaky hills, up, down, lefts, rights. It does have a flat portion, but the course itself. Now, I treated this race as a training run. I did not go full bore like I usually do, and even then, I still finished in the top 10, 10th, and coming home second, runner up in my age group. Now, if I run my normal time, I probably would have still finished second, because the guy ahead of me in my age division, I lost to in last year's Stars and Stripes 5K at Prairie Fire. Now, I thought that this race was going to be the same location, Prairie Fire, where they just did the I Wanna Rock 5K at a couple weeks ago. Nope. Glad I paid attention to the Back of the Pack podcast last week, because if I didn't, I was going to go there. Go there and possibly embarrass myself. But luckily, I paid attention, listened to that, and then double-checked the website. It's like, oh, they moved it to that place. Okay, I got it. So, went to the T-Mobile campus there. Got a few miles in before the race, and then did a cool down after the race was over. But yeah, this was treated as a quote-unquote train run. Did not go full bore. Still came home in the top 10 there. And yeah, I passed people. I went. This was a sort of a progression run. I probably went out a little bit too slow on the first mile, but it's okay though. This was not a end all be all in race. This was supposed to be a training run, so I pretty much executed that there. The outback with the turnaround being right in the middle of campus, got a little bit of a the circle. The roundabout. Yes, the roundabout. That's where I want to get to. The roundabout. Then you go around, and then you're coming right on back. going right back up the hill, down it, and then you're going up another hill, going down and going left, and then you know where you're at, and then you turn it on a little bit, and then, bam, you're done. So, time's relevant. Time's relevant. But the time was way better than the Thanksgiving 5K that I did last fall at the T-Mobile Center, because the fact that it was supposed to be a fun run with a friend turned into a race, because with the Thanksgiving etiquette that slow people are ahead of the fast people, walking, getting in people's ways, that I wasn't having that. So it's like, you know what, I'm going to take off and see how many I can grab and get by the time across the finish line during the Thanksgiving 5K last fall. But yeah, much better experience. Despite, you know, not taking it, like, going all out, if you know what I mean, there as well. So, yeah, and also, the rain was going to be I thought it was going to be an issue. It was not, but it was definitely humid out for sure. So definitely it was like, okay, one of those things, like, okay, you have a bigger goal in mind. Let's just, you know, keep it simple, do what you need to do. And then after that, just, yeah, it's just, so I was cool with it. Definitely cool with it. And definitely pumped for, I definitely thought I was outside the top 10 for sure. But yeah, did not get past. Once I got going towards the front, didn't get past again and ended up in a 10th spot. So yeah, so the podcast, top 10 performance overall, second in the age division. You're listening to the EG3 podcast, the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III, recording on Sunday night, July 7th, 2024, here as the countdown to the 2024 Chicago Marathon continues for this podcast. And shout out to those that did the 4 on Ward Parkway, and there was also a 4K option there as well. So I know a lot of my friends did that as well. So kudos to those that participated in either one of those events. As now this podcast now turns the page now to another triathlon relay. Yes, right back in the triathlon world this weekend. It'll be next Sunday, Shawnee Mission Triathlon. And it's going to be the 40th anniversary. Did I read that email correctly? Yep. Yeah, as I have the email right in front of me. Right in front of me here as I just turn on to the next page here. So, the last time, obviously, if you listen to this episode, previous episodes of this podcast, I did a recap of the KC Triathlon Relay, which is on the EG3 feed. Go back and listen to that. If you have not, if you're new to the podcast, go back. You feel free. All the episodes are on the EG3 page, wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Player FM, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to your favorite sports or crime show podcast, however you want to call it now. But yeah, so the last time we did, we're in it. KC Triathlon, Kansas City Triathlon at Longview. Second overall relay, first runner. That's me. So this one when I finally finalized my registration, had a lot of relay teams in it. So this is gonna be interesting. See how it all plays out. And Shawnee Mission Parkway. That is the one I'm talking about, where I did my second long run a couple of weeks ago. All of those hills. And that is also where the Beard 10K, Scott Green's race, was at earlier this year. So all those episodes on EG3, the original EG3 that we did this year, is on the feed as well. So, but yeah, definitely hilly out there. And I'm definitely interested in seeing what the running course is going to be like. Woo! Because and when you go around the marina, as you know, the times that I've gone out there for, mainly for KC Endurance, shout out KC Endurance and shout out KC Smoke. And oh, by the way, yes, KC Smoke had quite a few runners at both events. So again, shout out to guys and gals that participated in that as well. I know our crew, at least our Stars and Stripes KC Smoke crew, did work at the Stars and Stripes 5K on Thursday, so which I believe, yeah, believe did very well at that. I think Johnny came in second. I don't have the list standing in front of me, but he came in second again. the guy just keeps showing up on races. But I didn't realize. Sorry to get off on a little tangent. I didn't realize he was Casey Smoke until doing a little bit of research on my own time. So yeah, so that clears it up. That answers a lot of questions, like where did he come from? But anyways, yeah, so he was up there battling for the win and almost got it. So yeah, he's been winning a lot of races this year. So just a little side note on that. So yeah, shout out to KC Smoke and Endurance folks. Boy, gentlemen, ladies, doing the work and putting down some fast times during the Thanksgiving Oh, now I got Thanksgiving on the brain. There it is, July 4th, the holiday. Oh, man. Oh, thanks a lot, Eddie, for bringing Thanksgiving into this podcast. And it's middle of summer. Ooh, that doesn't match up anyway. That doesn't match up. But, so back to that. Yeah, so every time I've been out to Shawnee Mission, it's for a KC Endurance Smoke training run. And besides the Bearded 10K, which was a race. And when you go around the lake, the marina, it's about a 4.25 mile. If you do just one big old loop around the marina, it's about just a tad over 4 miles. Up, down, big, steep hills. If you go out to the trails, if you go out to the trail, it is definitely windy, hilly. Oh my goodness, down, hilly. Sneaks up hills just like the Aspria campus. So I'm very curious to see what I have to run, because I'm obviously not swimming. Nope, not going to be doing the bike. Absolutely not. So obviously you're truly doing a 10K. Obviously, so I believe with all these teams relays that are going to be out there. We're going to see how this is going to shake out. And I'm going to be rested up for that. I'm going to try not to do too many miles this week. This week, even though, of course, I'm tempted to. But I'm going to stick to the plan. I'm not going to share that on this podcast. I'm going to stick to the plan here. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I wonder how the 10K is going to go. If we're going to go around the loop or we're going to go to the trail. I'd rather go to the trail. And I'll be a little bit more fresher this time than the last time. The last race out there, the Brewery 10K, I was coming off the Westport, which that was, again, a mistake on yours truly part. But I'd rather do what we did for the Brewery 10K is, you know, do a little bit of half and half. Do a little bit of the marina, I'm going to call it the marina road, and then you go off and do the trail a little bit, and you come out back, and you come back the same way. That's what I'm hoping for. That is what I'm hoping for. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that, because we do the marina loop. Ooh, woo! I tell you, that could be a problem for somebody, but for me, I don't have an issue with that, especially if you're a little fresher. If you're a little fresh and okay, we can deal with the hills. I can deal with the hills. I'm not going to play about it at this point. You're not going to escape the hills unless you're in North Kansas City. That place is flat, okay, for those that don't know. But everywhere else you go around Kansas City, Overland Park, Lenexa, you're going to be dealing with hills. So there's that. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be the fourth. So this is a big deal. I mean, the KC Triathlon, that's a huge deal that I didn't know about. But when you hit a certain number for any race, like for instance, this year, I've been a part of already some anniversaries races, the 10th anniversary of the Bill Steiner races. I just coming off of that almost, a month and a half ago. Now you have this race coming up, Shawnee Mission Triathlon weekend. Next Sunday. And then next Sunday, right? And then, of course, I've been talking about Chicago in this podcast, and we're going to continue to talk about that right on up to one of the biggest, probably, I'm going to say, yes, no disrespect to Boston, obviously. And I haven't ran Boston. I haven't gotten into Boston, so I can't say that. So Chicago is going to be the biggest race of my running career, quote unquote, running journey for this podcast. So that for me, that is the biggest race now. This is going to be the 40th anniversary of the Shawnee Mission Triathlon. So, and this has a short course and a long course, and obviously you're going to have those that are going to be doing the swim. For those that don't know what a triathlon is, again, that's a swim, which is what, over 2 miles, biking part, which is over 50 miles, something like that. And then you have the running part, which is a 10K, which I'm going to be doing. So the relay team that I'm a part of, it's going to be the same thing, same team, same squad. Team Leggerhead is going to be out of the game. We almost won the overall the last time we took center stage. Now, again, this is all me all across the board. Last time, I had to sub in for somebody. So, for Tim Fields, a fellow KC runner. So, Tim asked me to do it because he wasn't able to do it. So, this is all me all the way. Now, one of my KC Smoke teammates was supposed to do it, and she wanted me to do it because she's in the middle of training for Ultra. So, that leads me all the way. So, I'm trying to not to be stupid and save myself for Sunday, for next Sunday. So, it'll be interesting to see. I'm just, I probably should look on the website page to see what this route looks like for the 10K. Because, I mean, either way, it's fine, but if I were to had to pick one, it would be what the Bearded 10K was. So we'll see what happens. But either way, though, I'm ready for it. Relays, it's my jam. And either way, how it all shakes out, I'll be ready either way because I love relays. And somehow, a team got missed when we did a KC triathlon. And we were all confused. We could have, because I thought we won the thing, and we did not. So hopefully, I think we're all ready to go. I know Lay, my friend Lay, will be doing the swim. Tim, doing the bike. Myself, EG3, will do the run. We'll have a full recap on next week's episode, obviously. And if anything else pops up, we will also talk about that as well. We'll probably end up talking about kind of going over the relay team. Well, not the relay team. Team USA track and field team. Next week, so that'll be a good episode next week to do that as well. So I'm looking forward to it either way. Now I'll hopefully be rested up by then. So, but we'll see what happens there. But there's a lot of teams that registered for the long course, which that's what they call it. Short course, I don't know what that is. This is the third, going back to Matt Mason last summer. This is the third consecutive triathlon relay that I've done. I love these things, so I'm anxious to see how this all going to shake out on next Sunday out there in Shawnee Park. Shawnee, Kansas out there. Shawnee Mission is going to go down to Shawnee Mission Triathlon. Next up for this podcast, next Sunday, we'll have all the recap of that. And if anything else important comes across between now and then, we'll talk about it here on this very podcast, the original EG3 podcast. Get it! Wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available weekly or whenever I have a chance to record EG3 content. I did throw in a bonus content episode 2 weeks ago. Check that out. That focused on the Olympic trials. Go back, check it out. I might throw another one in there. We'll see what happens throughout the week here. As we get into a new week here in the month of July, as now July 4th weekend is behind us, and now we move forward on with Chicago training. And if you're doing Chicago training or Berlin or KC Garmin, by the way, is the weekend after the Chicago Marathon. So I know a lot of people are doing that or signing up for it. As well, I will not be doing that. I will obviously be supposed to be taking a quote-unquote week off, but that's neither here or there right now. We're in the middle, we're in the second quarter of Chicago Marathon training, and I cannot be any more excited about that. Trying to navigate through some soreness right now and getting ready for them hills. A Shawnee Mission. But for right now, we're going to put a pin on this episode of the original EG3 podcast here tonight on July 7th, 2024, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III here. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much. I know I've been saying that throughout the podcast, but if you have been a listener since the beginning or since the revamped version of this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. Make sure you tell a friend about the EG3 podcast. Until next week, steady training, and remember, and most importantly though, stay hydrated with these high temps. I know that's been obviously a hot topic of discussion, but stay hydrated, folks. Whether you're training for Berlin, Chicago, New York, Kansas City, whatever big race you're training for, stay hydrated, stay safe. We'll talk to y'all next week.